Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
show them that even though education and your dreams to be difficult to achieve, it's worth the survival. This is my comeback. Start yours.
Mm-hmm. All right. Move right along on UG20 show.
Hey, Jill Martin, and I'll tell you how a 60-second breath-holding trick works and why this develops your heart and arteries in just a minute. But first, here's two early heart attack warning signs that can help predict heart attacks from home before it's too late. Plus, I'm going to show you this little simple at-home Harvard heart artery tip that can boost your heart's blood flow. Like a jump start on a dead battery. You see, most folks don't realize that clogged arteries are the number one reason for double bypass surgeries, heart transplants, and even heart fatalities. And these blocked arteries caused by plaque can also affect blood vessels that deliver oxygen to your limbs, your brain, and organs. Okay, time's up. Were you able to hold your breath for those short 60 seconds? Now listen, the average person should be able to hold their breath comfortably for 2 minutes. Now, if you struggle or can't hold it for even just 1 minute, it's likely that your heart is having major difficulty pumping and providing the necessary oxygenated blood flow to your body and organs due to blocked arteries. And this is why you're struggling desperately for air, and maybe even why you're feeling a shortness of breath, fatigue, or randomly getting dizzy or lightheaded throughout the day. And that shortness of breath is a key indication of poor artery health and maybe an alarming warning sign of a future heart attack. And that's why it's so important to take care of this right away. Now, like many folks, if you're worried and not quite sure what you can do, don't worry. As I said, there's something really simple that you can try at home to start clearing those arteries right away. And I just posted a brand new free artery flushing demonstration video that you can quickly check out by clicking the Watch Now button below. Now, beyond just cutting off the rich oxygen and nutrients in your blood carries, your heart now has to work 2 to 3 times harder just to get the same amount of blood through, which is why many folks over 40 with artery issues often experience chest pains, also known as mini heart attacks. And this is often linked with severe high blood pressure, heart failure, and strokes, where arteries literally burst. And you don't want that to happen. Now, I know, you probably want to avoid...
Hello.
Thank you. You're all that I know. Now I know. leave a name and number. I'll call you as soon as I get back. I'm so glad to see you, my friend.
Yeah, but I'm gonna. She's here.
Thank you.
somewhere in the night, I keep saying bye. So I got a small one. One time I moved a big one, remember?
Yeah,
and you poured it down. Okay, I like the homemade ice cream and regular ice cream. Oh, yeah, I do. I got to say that. There's Ross.
Thank you.
talk about love, love, love. Talk about love.
I'm gonna love you. 4 weeks.
I'm coming from you.
I'm moving right
now,
open.
So I'm fully open.
I am. Oh, yeah, I had half a sandwich, but I put half away. Remember? That was the other half. When you went to Dunkin' Donuts. Is anybody outside? Are people out?
Yeah.
Are you doing laundry tomorrow? Well, I can't get no, I have to see if I'm going to move around. I can't bring it down. Oh, I don't want to smell too much. I'll find some shorts to wear, maybe. Bring it over one way, so I'll open up another way.
Somehow try to smile.
need a couple of hot dogs. And some hot dogs.
You have to go to Naples.
The New York Philharmonic is going in a really beautiful place, and that's very exciting.
There's so many different aspects to this performing ensemble. You can get to experience new and novel pieces, but also timely classics.
It brings together a community of people who just love music and love New York.
Every season is always really exciting, really fresh and dynamic, and really fantastic.
It is expensive, right?
Yeah.
Right? That's for if you're making cake or whatever, correct? Or a chocolate drink, right?
Chocolate.
Yeah. We had this luxurious idea of making ice cream sundaes.
We had the idea of making ice cream sundaes.
Yeah. Anonymous call. Unavailable call.
Thank you.
Jesus, Okay. 10 pounds is nothing. You could really look close to at least 15. And it's $10 a pound. But you got to let them know a day in advance.
In some ways, your book is going to be just as important as the actual writing of your book. So first, it's on average 200 words. Don't explain.
An oinker.
You want to, you know, pique your interest in kind
of... Whoa! It's
the most...
Unbelievable.
Paragraph. The first most...
Oh, how stupid.
Spend all this time writing a book, I'll just write something.
We're working on stupid.
This is a bounty, ma. This is a bounty, ma. No, the bounty. The bounty. I'm so bored with you.
Oh, God.
And who's you?
Will they be taken on, an incredible story of love and adventure? Will they learn something beneficial?
Working too hard, or how are they working?
I promise that the reader will be able to
working too hard.
Apply whatever they learn.
Oh, wow. And you're exhausted.
More than that being...
Must have been that second martini.
Like entertainment, or struggle, or inner peace, whatever it may be.
You want to cross the street?
The precious resource today is time.
You should have done it in Atlantic City. Where are you? This week,
Okay.
Now you can bring a pound. Oh, that was okay. So you put it in and then you go back to course of three.
So it's going to be too loud to go in.
Yeah. Oh, Sunday the 3rd. Oh, they don't have it on Friday. Oh. Oh, let me see how the weather's going to be. I'm going to see. Okay. Take care of the farm. Oh.
Hey. He's just hey.
Make a race to the
Oh my God. Yeah, thank you.
They don't come out whole. Nasty.
Find different designs, and
Tell him, did he call me last night? Because I didn't know. I was dead asleep. I saw my phone. Homo.
Did he come here last night?
No, I think he called my phone. I didn't answer. So I told you to tell him that. No. You're looking at me like, blah, blah. First of all, I know you're your own shite, okay? I didn't call him. He called me, probably. I think he looked at my phone. I did not call him.
Come on.
He didn't walk upstairs to JP's room. He didn't do that.
The other day he did it.
JP
found him standing in his room.
No, he
did. One morning when JP
was
standing in his room.
How did he get in?
I don't know.
That's all. I know one day he slammed the door. Going out.
Yeah, well, it's probably popped back open.
No, I'm talking about when you were up. Slammed the door. I don't know. I trusted him, which Jay knows him a very long time. I think I trust you. Jay, what do we have here? That's not, that's open.
It has nothing to do with what we have here. It has nothing to do with that at all.
I don't know. He's not, we're not talking much. I got pissed off. He's pissed off.
Anyone else can walk in here, too.
Yeah, I know that.
Well, you have something
around, they're not
out of
space, though. Sometimes they're out of guilty. Oh, yeah, of course. No, no. Well, yeah, I'm getting found out. And his woman was just a couple of days ago?
Yeah.
I don't know. Did he ever come back?
What?
Did he come back before then?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, the fish is like salmon, cod liver,
oil, herring, oysters, sardines, anchovies.
Okay,
can
show you a
picture of omega 3. Okay, eggs are a good source of omega 3. So that would be easy enough. Spinach, watercress, there are, they say kale. What is it somebody said? Kale tastes like it can be fat. let me see. Okay, does she eat avocados? Does one people eat avocados? Well, spinach would be good. And leafy green vegetables, spinach, kale, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower,
Men living to 110 or 120, I discovered one food that these men who are 110 or 120 years old are eating. One food, I believe, is responsible for their incredible long life. Stanislav Kowalski, Silver's Races, he's 110 years old. Orville Rogers, who is 99, runs marathons. Megamed is 121 years old, still grows and eats his own food. These men all eat this one food.
It's Bubba John. It's Bubba John. There you go. I'm going to ski you back. This is so you can have your way.
Thank you. Thank you.